We're all awake now. You can have a seat.
Buddy, my name is Wayne Curry. I'm here with the announcements for Sunday the 9th of March. That's hard to follow. That's really good. Thank you. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, age 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. We have a new schedule out for ARC Sunday School at the Welcome Center. Please consider helping and signing up. A new home group started on Tuesday, March 11th, called Grief Share. It will run from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. For those interested in learning more about water baptism, we will be having a class on Saturday, March 15th from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the church. And we're going to have another movie night at the church on March the 20th at 6:15 with popcorn, Dave, popcorn. Yep. Charitable tax receipts are out, which you will find in your church mailbox or at the church office. And if you'd like prayer today, there will be somebody in the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
We're going to continue worshiping the Lord in song, so if you're comfortable, please stand.
My God is mighty to save. Salvation in your name, Jesus. Good morning, everyone. We'll begin our prayer time in a moment here, so I'll give everyone a minute to kind of make their way back to their seats. So, as some of you may know, and some of you may not know, this is the first Sunday in Lent. Lent is a time of confession and repentance as we prepare our hearts for Easter and Good Friday in particular. So today we'll be using Psalm 51 to guide our common prayer. We'll be using the first 12 verses. And what I'll do is today we'll primarily focus on confession and repentance. And I'll briefly explain the verses that we're using and then offer a question for your reflection. So with that, we'll begin Psalm 51. In the name of God Most High, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the first two verses, David directs our attention to the character of God, the God whom we are confessing and hoping for salvation. Listen closely to how David opens his and our confession by enunciating the character of God. As I read the words of Scripture, contemplate and reflect on this character. Is this the God that you've come to know and trust? Verses 1 and 2. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy steadfast love. According to thy abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Have mercy on us, O God, of steadfast love and abundant mercy. Wash us of our iniquities and cleanse us from our sins. In verses 3 through 5, David shatters his and our self-righteousness. Contemplate for a moment. How do you know that you are sinful? How do you recognize your sinfulness? It is only life in the presence of God that creates an awareness of sinfulness and reveals your sinfulness. This has the double effect of creating contrition, but also instilling hope of a life beyond sin through the power of our good and great God. Notice that David doesn't ponder particular sins, but is aware of his fundamental orientation being directed away from God, and he longs to be brought back into peace with God. Verses 3 through 5. For I know my transgressions, my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and have done that which is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified in thy sentence and blameless in thy judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Notice knowledge of our sin clouds our vision and permeates everything we do. From birth to death, our existence is one of disruption and alienation. But you make us aware of our sinfulness as you transform us, conforming us to the image of your Son. We come before you humbly confessing our sin. Lord, make us more and more like Christ. Verses 6 through 12 represent a change in the psalm. David moves beyond guilt toward thinking about what God desires of frail human beings. Verse 8 requests joy from God after being cleansed because guilt suppresses joy. In verse 10 onward, David requests creative acts from God, who is characterized by steadfast love and mercy. Contemplate for a moment. Is there any guilt in your life that is strangling joy? Are you in need of the God of steadfast love and mercy to do what only He can do and create a clean heart in you, restoring the joy of your salvation? Verses 6 through 12. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who humbly come before you seeking forgiveness. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, lamenting our sins and acknowledging our failures, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This morning, Lord, we lift up Isaac and Corrine, Judy Ann's family, the Cornell family, Judith, Lou and Harold, Ernie and Darlene, Roman and Lori, the Cron family, Ben and Marge, Vicky and Donald, and all those who are considering baptism. We pray for your mercy, grace, and peace in the lives of the people that make up Mooreville Alliance. And now, as a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
The scripture reading today is from Isaiah 55, 1 through 9. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give the unfailing love I promised to David. See how I used him to display my power among the nations, among peoples. I made him a leader among the nations. You also will command the nations. You do not know, and peoples unknown to you will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of wrongdoing. Let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive you generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
Please stand.
Just give me Jesus. Jesus.